It's More Money with leading economist Steve Moore. Now, here's your host, Steve Moore.
Welcome back, folks. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of More Money. We're on every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your weekend to listen to our discussion about a little bit about politics and the economy. Now, I want to change directions and talk about an issue that really was one of the greatest scares of modern times, which was the population bomb. For anyone listening to this show who is over the age of, say, 50 knows exactly what I'm talking about, that back in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, there was a major scare in this country and around the world about overpopulation, and that this population bomb was going to cause mass starvation and food shortages and energy shortages, and we were going to be standing elbow to elbow on the earth because people could not control their reproduction, and it was one of the scariest things, and it had a huge impact on policy for many decades. And here we are today, where the New York Times a week or two ago had a headline saying the population bomb has turned into a population bust. And so I wanted to talk to David Simon, who is a regular contributor to Real Clear Markets and Real Clear Politics. He is also a senior fellow at the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. And his father was my mentor. He is the guy who really taught me economics and really taught the world that all of these scary forecasts about the population bomb and mass starvation were wrong. And his name is David Simon. David, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Great to be with you.
So tell us about that era and what, you know, your father, Julian Simon, wrote a famous book called The Ultimate Resource, which really blew up a lot of these false forecasts of doom. And he was vilified at the time, but I wish he had been alive today to see the amazing headlines that even the New York Times and liberal publications are putting out, that we don't have a population bomb, we have a population bust.
You're exactly right. A couple of years ago, in fact, the Wall Street Journal ran a headline, one of its editorials, about how China even has admitted that it is running out of people. It doesn't have enough people. Because of its crazy one-child policy, which fortunately now it's stopped. The single biggest misunderstanding about population is that people like Paul Ehrlich, who wrote The Population Bomb, the people as mouths, whereas people, yes, we have mouths, but most importantly, we have brains and hands and the ability to work and invent and come up with solutions to solve problems that leave us better off than we were in the first place.
Mm-hmm. And so all of these forecasts, I mean, I remember back in the late 70s, I mean, some of those forecasts were really frightening. I mean, and I think they had a profound impact on behavior of people being misled by these, false forecasts. What do you make of this? I mean, one of the things that you've been writing about is the implications of the wrong forecasts, the quote, settled science back then, and what we're hearing about, quote, the settled science now about things like climate change.
Absolutely. I mean, in 1975, for example, the UN predicted that there would be 500 million famine deaths in Asia, just in Asia, between 1980 and 2025. So far, as best I can tell, for the whole world from 1980 to now, we're at maybe 1 or 2% of that, and that's the whole world. 90% of that. It's just stunning. And you're absolutely right also about how unfortunately convincing Ehrlich and people like him and the UN were. People are having many fewer children, particularly in the richer countries, but also in the poorer countries. And as I mentioned before, one of the worst things of all was the really draconian policy that China enforced mm-hmm. for decades, the one-child policy. It forced millions of women to have abortions they didn't want to have. It mm-hmm. created a huge imbalance in their population between men and women. They have too few people, too many. They're now going to have too many old people and too few people to grow the economy. It's bad for China. It's great. It may be good in some ways for the United States in that way geopolitically, but overall, these forecasts of doom caused enormous harm.
Well, you're exactly right. You left out sterilizations. I mean, millions of women around the world in India and Egypt and China were sterilized. I mean, and I always find it ironic, David, because, you know, the left, people have to understand the history of this. I mean, the left fully supported these measures. And you know, these are the same people who talk about women's reproductive rights and so on. And yet the women's reproductive rights were thrown asunder during this period of these very Stalinistic. And they would literally strap women on metal tables and force them to have abortions and sterilizations. Really gruesome stuff. And let's just get to the why this matters today. And I just hear this stuff about everybody agrees about climate change. It's the settled science. It's already, we can't even debate the science any longer. Well, these are the same people who 50 years ago said that we were going to be overpopulated and there was going to be mass starvation. And I find that to be almost contrary to scientific inquiry.
I'll give you a name that ties it all together. John Holdren, a close associate of Paul Ehrlich, who was at the very forefront of the population doom movement 50 years ago, was President Obama's chief science advisor, and has made similar prophecies about climate doom. They're all wrong. In fact, most recently, one of the big developments in this debate has been a man named Stephen Koonin, who is the chief scientist of the Obama Energy Department, who's written a book called Unsettled, which shows that if there are already adverse effects of climate change, they're going to be very, very, very small. And most important, the science is not settled. It does not show what some of these doomsayers say. There aren't more hurricanes, and they certainly cause a tiny fraction of the damage they used to cause.
Right. And so I think it is a cautionary tale. I really do. And it troubles me that people aren't looking at some of the let's put it like this. These models that try to look 40 and 50 and 60 years ahead are so often wrong. We learned that about the population estimates, the estimates of famine across the world. And what Julian Simon taught us, your father and my mentor, who was your mentor as well, was that if you look at these short-term trends, and you know, people look at 30 years of the climate, and they think that those trends will continue for the next 60 years. Well, 30 years in world history is an eye blink, right? You can't tell anything about what happens in 30 years and then forecast what the weather is going to be 60 years from now.
Absolutely. In fact, in Koonin's book, one of the things he points out is that the models they've come up with for climate don't even track the climate that is already, the weather that's already happened over the last 100 years. So they can't even match what they already know has happened. They certainly can't show the future.
So what, David, we just got a minute left. What is your kind of advice, or what is the takeaway from these new, by the way, China just said that you can have three kids now. It was just 20 years ago they were one kid. Now they say they want people to have more kids. So what do we take away from this episode of just wrong predictions by the left?
The bottom line is that there are problems in the world that come up. When they come up, people solve those problems and leave us better off than we were in the first place. Every prophecy of doom has been wrong, because when problems start to come up, as they begin to percolate up and they're small but irritating, we solve them, we're better off. They don't turn into problems that end up destroying all of humanity. These are scams that are just perpetrated over and over and over.
Amen. Well, so that's David Simon. You can read him on Real Clear Politics or Real Clear Policy. He's also a senior fellow at the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. David, thanks so much for joining us. Folks,
thank you.
My message for the day is we have to have a president and a Congress that puts America first. That is what we need out of Washington, not Japan, not Germany, not China. We have to put American workers, American businesses first. And if we do that, we're going to come out of this era of pandemic booming. But America has to come first. And that is the message of this show. I will be with you next week. Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to More Money on 77 WABC Talk Radio.